Citizens were inspired to grow their own food once again, some for the first time in decades, in a desperate attempt to reduce their monthly household bill. The government was divided on their narrative. The Ministry of Agriculture initially denied the food shortage and instead blamed increases on price gouging and hoarding. The president disagreed. Yield has reduced, productivity has reduced. In some areas, some farms have been burnt out because of extreme heat, and this has caused a drop in supply, he told media workers following an address at the EU's first trade mission to Guyana. The weather was a pendulum, swinging from extreme to extreme. The drought had followed a two-year stretch where the country experienced above normal patterns of rainfall. Now, there was no escaping the heat. It seeped through your pores and made a home inside, formed a fourth layer of skin. There was less water, but the only solution I could find to curb the discomfort was to shower more frequently. At night, I tossed and sweated through my dreams and woke feeling like I never rested. It is 2024. The skyline is changing. Towering reflective displays erupt all around the city, devouring green spaces, badges of the country's newfound oil wealth. The murder rate is still a cause for concern. Citizens continue to struggle with extreme temperatures, and the cost of produce still elicits outrage, though it is quieter now. Meanwhile, the issues dominating the headlines make very clear. All priority belongs to the oil and gas sector. Everything else is below the fold.